The city hopes that hundreds of people will apply to serve on the redistricting commission, but the facts make that hope seem more like an ideal. There are hurdles. The biggest is one of the requirements to serve. Steve Bickerstaff is one of the architects of the requirements that voters approved when they passed Prop 3 in November's election.
Proposition 3 draws the line at 5 years registered voter in Austin.
Applicants must have voted in 3 of the last 5 local elections. Given Austin's historic low turnout for local elections, the city's demographer Ryan Robinson says the requirements had the unintended consequence of making the pool of potential commissioners too small.
But beyond that, in rough terms, 70% of the vote for council has been coming from neighborhoods that really only make up 30 to 35% of the city's population.
A percentage that is not diverse, since those votes mostly come from the city's core in Central and West Austin. Mark Littlefield estimates the voting requirement alone boils the pool down to about 29,000 Austinites. Littlefield is a political consultant in Austin.
I pulled the 3 out of 5 list from the Travis County voter file, from the Williamson County voter file, and then I removed, to the best of my ability, city employees.
City employees cannot serve, nor can their spouses. Another banned group is lobbyists. Again, Mark Littlefield.
Once the city auditor gets down to it and they do, you know, remove all these people, I think this 29,000 will probably get down to around 27 or 28,000, maybe.
Kenneth Morey is the city's auditor. He says his job is to ensure the process goes smoothly using the rules voters approved last November. So to come up with a diverse group of people, Morey is planning an aggressive campaign on the radio and social media.
We've put advertisements on the Metro bus, quite a few newspaper advertisements in both the English and Spanish language. And we're also looking at some of the other communities such as the Chinese, the Vietnamese. We're trying to engage a private firm that's going to get it out to other venues that are out there.
From the hundreds of people Morey hopes apply, eventually will emerge a 14-member commission, diverse in age, gender, social status, and race. That should be decided by May. Joy Diaz, KUT News.